And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Stiff Little Fingers. What if I want more? Listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So, we're starting a new year, 2019. I say we did do a show last week, but this is our first one we've recorded in the new year.
It is?
Yeah. And we've started with an old band playing an old song, but how about that? But there's a reason for that, Tony.
Okay, go on.
Stiff Little Fingers, via Cherry Red Records, have only gone and brought out a four-album box set of their 91 to 97 era, which featured Bruce Foxton, formerly of The Jam, on bass. And it's three studio albums and a live album. The track you just heard, What If I Want More, was taken from Which album did I take this from? Oh, I can't remember, I'm hopeless. Anyway, you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is
stifflittlefingers.co.uk.
It's slf.rocks. SLF, Stiff Little Fingers, .rocks, R-O-C-K-S. So, start of the new year, Tony, Paulie B in Snet 1, Tony nil. We will be playing something else off that. Because, look, I'm one of these blokes who, and I'm sure you're a little bit like that, often, if you've got a band who are like a real favourite band, then you get everything they do and you keep up with them all the way through whatever they do, what do you call it now? Career, that's the word I'm looking for there.
Hmm.
But if you know a few songs by a band and you like them, then you just think that's all they've done. And then you suddenly realise that they've kept going and they've kept bringing out albums and you really should have been more aware of them. And there's the proof. We should have been more aware of that. That's why we just played it. Right. And hello to Matty at Cherry Red for sending that through a fortnight ago. But we were busy playing other things.
We've had a very busy Christmas and yes. Exactly.
We have,
yes.
Haven't we? So, Tony, this is a bit of the show when I normally do a joke or a poem, but obviously being the new year I've had nothing. If you have a joke or a poem for me, please do email paulieb, that's p-a-u-l-y-b, there you go, I've done that for the start of the year, paulieb at punkyradio.com. Type in your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke and poetry corner if it's a poem. However, I did get one email through that I forwarded to you, so you've seen this as well.
I have.
Heg Tolo, Steve Willoughby.
Heg Tolo.
And Steve Willoughby, Steve, now, I don't know whether I know you under an assumed name or whether this was just a random video that you sent us that we can't show on the show. I suppose we could have played it, couldn't we? We could have played it so they could hear it, but it would have been a bit weird.
It would be great confusing if we played it.
It would have sounded like a load of rustling and a couple of people saying, Heg Tolo. If you're listening for the first time, late last year, I went to type a very simple hello, and for some reason it came out Heg Tolo, and I thought that was quite a nice greeting. So I started saying Heg Tolo to everyone rather than hello, and clearly not only Steve has done that, but now we don't know, and this is where we've got to be careful, is it Steve's wife? Is it his sister? Or is it his girlfriend?
Or daughter.
Or daughter. Oh, my God. There's a thought. Or is it his daughter? We don't know who this frankly very attractive young blonde woman throwing herself out of Christmas wrapping and declaring Heg Tolo, presumably at Christmas, to our Steve, who said Heg Tolo back. But we don't know the story. So if you're listening, Steve Willoughby, or random woman throwing herself out of Christmas wrapping, please do get back in touch and clean up the mystery.
Yes, good to know.
Yes, we would like to know. And apparently that is on our Facebook page as well, is it?
I thought I'd seen it as a post, but I'm a bit confused whether or not it was a private message for us or a post on the page. I don't know.
But. All right. Well, we'll check that anyway, but it is quite wonderful. It's enough for me to want to put it on the Church of Bacon Sandwiches as well. But anyway, blimey. That's another thing. Shall we do two songs in a row?
Is it that time already?
Yes. It is.
Why not?
Stay tuned for Johnny Mafia, who I'll be telling you all about once you've heard him. But first up, a band called Cheerbleeders, Tony. London 3-piece, signed to Alcopop Records, came to us via Wall of Sound PR. Hello to Wall of Sound, Heg Tolo to Wall of Sound PR.
Heg Tolo.
And we did play a track by Cheerbleeders fairly late last year as well, but they've got another one out now that I really think we should be playing. This is extremely catchy, Tony.
Okay.
What is Cheerbleeders' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/cheerbleeders.
It's as simple as that. And Cheerbleeders is spelled CHEERBLEEDERZ or Z, if you don't know how to speak properly. This, right, so that is Tony 1, Paulie Beans Net 1. I'm enjoying the start. Here it goes. Excellent. This is something I'm extremely good at. Staying up late.
Down, walls breaking down.
you're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Johnny Mafia, some French post-garage punk right there, and a track called On The Edge, which is from an album that came out fairly late last year. They are... I can even say... Right. If they were an English band and I was going to use the French expression, I'd have done it one way, but I'm going to do it this way round. They are the terrible infants of the French post-garage punk scene.
Nice.
Been in other bands. Great, great band, as you just saw there. What is Johnny Mafia's Bandcamp page, Tony?
johnnymafia.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's johnnymafia.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. I will say that I don't know whether Bandcamp was down today or whether my internet just doesn't like it anymore, but I couldn't access any Bandcamp pages today.
No. Ooh. Naughty Bandcamp.
Extremely naughty Bandcamp. Yeah. Very bad. Now then, there was something else that just before... we do the next bit. I just, as you know, sometimes I have Sky Sports on in the background while I'm making the show, just on mute, not Sky Sports News.
Yeah.
And they have the thing, the rolling tag thing that does sport updates. So I didn't hear what was said, but it just comes up that there's a prominent female golfer as, and they showed pictures of it. It was a thing. She was prominent enough to make it onto Sky Sports News. Right? But I didn't see her name, so you have to say sorry now. A prominent female golfer has put down her lack of form to her being unhappy with her new irons, Tony.
Oh, right.
And I have to say, I had a look at her T-shirt, and I think they're fine. I couldn't see a single crease on it.
Beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Right, what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Do like to hear from you. Comments more so than messages, please, so we can all share in the fun. Got a few. We did have a little bit of a break, so we've got a few. I'm going to save some for next week because that's the way I roll. Simon Knott's been in touch.
Egg Tolo Simon.
And he says, loved Wambolt's show. I wasn't going to comment again so soon, as you might think I'm stalking you. But 2 points. Firstly, this show levelled the playing field with Tony and Intellectual. I had heard and guessed all those websites in the near past, so not surprising he right-whooped Paul B. Edwards' arse this week. Secondly, I was absolutely mortified at the very suggestion that I'd stitch you up with negative reviews, especially as I wrote a rightfully glowing one on iTunes months ago, apparently still unread and unloved. Keep up the good work and may 2019 come up punky.
I hope it does for you too, Simon Knott, and it's only a few weeks before we meet you.
God, it's not far, is it?
It's not far at all. And yes, Tony, is that an oversight on your part that you haven't read
out?
Yeah,
I did point out we do have a couple of iTunes reviews. I tried to save up so we've got a couple.
All right.
But I will check that.
It's maybe something we could do on next week's show to keep Simon happy.
Maybe so, eh? Maybe certainly somewhere between the 4th of February or whenever. When is the date set? 7th?
Second.
Right, well,
he will be with us on the 2nd of February. I think this year is going to fly by.
I think that's going to clash with band practice. Oh, I'm going to have to try. I'll get out of it. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Timo's been in touch.
Hello, Timo. Oh, by the way, I did find the cinnamon gum the other day, so Judgmental may still make an appearance in 2019.
2019. Heg Tolo. God, I love the hard toms. Possibly a side effect of having lived for 4 years in Sir Tom's birth village. Who cares, really? If the world doesn't come to an end, I'll hear you next year. Looking forward to it. Beautiful.
Well, it is beautiful. And there's a Wambolt hard toms thing coming up, is there as well?
I'm going to say that till next week.
Oh, are you? All right, okay. Yeah, all right.
Jen Glenn, is it Jen? Is it Glenn? Chris Ann's been in touch.
Well, we think it's Jen, don't we?
We don't know. I'm very confused. They posted a picture saying, Merry, happy, punky wishes from Connecticut. And they posted a picture.
Now we don't know which one it is again.
No, we have no idea.
They mess with our minds, don't they?
But you see, now, this Jen Glenn has a different surname to the other Jen. Have we just got confused? Are we just confusing two listeners, two different listeners, who are both called Jen? Because I'm starting to think we are.
Oh, really?
But neither Jen Glenn or the other Jen has pointed it out. So I'm really confused.
Maybe they're confused as well. Maybe we've convinced them that their relationship has broken down. When they don't actually know each other.
No.
If you listen to Punky Radio, almost by default, you're not the sharpest tool in the box. No. And I say that lovingly.
We're not used to having two listeners with different names.
Used to having two listeners.
We're on a first name basis with all listeners. Thank you, Jen. There's a picture on there as well, and that's the way they roll. Do check that out if you can.
I will.
You do that. All right. Finally, Michael Malloy has been in touch.
Hello, Michael.
He says, "Dear Paul and Tony, love the show. Looking forward to the next. Great music, Vice Squad, and Then You Die. Awesome. I think my favourite there was Apocalypse Babies, Drop the Bomb." Well, thank you very much, Michael.
Well, I think they're about to be radically improved as well, aren't they?
I think I did leave a comment saying I think you'll find the 2019 live experience is superb. do check them out if you can catch them.
He also has a new band project and is going to be sending us something very soon.
Excellent. Good.
And Hegtolo, Michael. I did try and get him. Singles Going Steady. You know, we're talking about the Buzzcocks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was in a minor bidding war for it on eBay to try and get him a copy, but I wouldn't go above £5.4, and it was eventually over £8.
Oh,
but eBay. At some point, I'll sort out a copy for you.
Okay, that's it for Facebook.
In that case, that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No,
Tony. Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Now, here's a band that I didn't necessarily expect to get anything from, but have done. And thanks very much to Dirty Water Records for taking on a band called Snake Rattlers, Tony.
Mm.
Snake Rattlers are a duo that I saw at the Pit and Pendulum in Nottingham a few months ago when I saw the Longtail Texans. They were the first band that I saw when I got there. They weren't the first band on, but the first ones that I saw. And they were really good, but they scared the hell out of some of the crowd. They are not for the faint-hearted, Tony.
Okay.
And they are described in various ways as being a hellfire howling mess of rockabilly and garage and what have you. But because they're from York, I'm quite simply calling them Yorkabilly. But a little bit more precise than that, Yorkabilly Trash, Tony.
Okay.
They've got a new album out right now. It's their second album. I say out right now, it's not. It's out in early February. But we have it in advance. Thanks so much, Dirty War. We're going to play a track from it. Now, what is Snake Rattlers website?
Snakerattlers.com?
It is. It's as easy as that. It's Tony 3, Paulie Bean Internet 1, and this is Do the Rattle Rock.
Oh,
you're listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Snake Rattlers, Do the Rattle Rock, and you can expect something else from them in the coming weeks, quite possibly before the album comes out as well. We'll see. Tony, did you do anything? Well, I haven't spoken to you since New Year, technically, have I? How's your year gone so far?
All right. Hit the ground running, really. We had a quiet Christmas on purpose. New Year, we stayed in, had some finger food, and on the second, back to work. Well, actually, back to work on the first. So since the first, I've pretty much been working non-stop. Work's going all right. Employee's fine. He's settling in. And I had my second band practice with the Apocalypse Babies.
And how did that go?
Fine. I did stipulate at the start 3 practices would be gig ready, and I'd like to report that after 2 practices, we're basically gig ready.
Oh, get in there.
So there's 3 songs I need to fix out. Well, there's about 18 songs we're doing, so I'm all right with that. So yeah, so yeah, really well, really well.
Oh, sweet.
That's it, really. Then work all day this week. That's about it. What are you been up to? How's your week been?
Well, I went to Malta.
You did.
I went to Malta, Tony. I got back last night, and whereas you hit the ground running, I very much hit the ground walking.
Excellent.
For the simple reason that I got to... Right, so my plan was that I would drink my way to Malta, but that didn't really work out because I got to Eastbourne's airport via... I was lucky to get the last tram. I didn't realise it was the last tram. And then I got the Skylink bus from Nottingham to East Midlands that arrived at Eastbourne's airport at 2 a.m. Only problem with that, Tony, Eastbourne's airport was shut until gone 3 a.m, so I didn't get a pint until after 3 a.m. However, I did have a slight result that I was a bit bored in there. I got a pint in. I had a go on one of the fruit machines in the air, because, you know, airport fruit machines aren't actually bad to have a go on, because people do it while they're waiting for a flight. So they'll just casually put in a few coins without really trying to win or anything, and you can very quickly go around and see which one might pay out, which I did, and I walked away £27 up.
Nice.
Yeah, quite pleased about that. Anyway, then I got on the plane. I got 3 seats to myself, so I laid out, woke up in Malta, happy days, got out in Malta, it was just gone 11 a.m, and no buses. The website had said there were buses, but everyone that I spoke to there said there will be no buses until 4 o'clock. Everyone in Malta starts work at 4 o'clock on New Year's Day. You always have done, always will do. I went, all right. And I thought there were cabs there. I thought they're about to be double price. I'm not paying that. So I walked, Tony. Right. I walked from the airport to Sleema via Valletta. And if you know the journey, you'll know that's a quite ridiculous walk. I did put an extended Facebook photo album of my day's walk. I didn't actually get to Sleema till 7:30 at night. So that's what, 8 hours messing about before I got to the hostel. I was always in a hostel the first night. And I thought, I'd be all right. There might be many people there. No, I was in an 8-bed dorm and all the bases were loaded. I had a terrible night and I just wanted to get out of there, really. Next day, got on the bus to go to the hotel I was staying in for the week. All fine, got to the hotel, all fine. The hotel was all fine. I had a brilliant time in the hotel all week. And some other things happened thanks to some people that I met, including a lady called Anna and her daughter Jodie. And Anna and Jodie live on Malta. And I got chatting to them, and a day or two later, I got a message from Anna saying, hey, you know what? Do you want to come to... a birthday party on Sunday. It's a Maltese pop star's 50th. I went, do I? Absolutely brilliant. Hello to Yvonne Grech, who is not my sort of music, Tony.
Right.
And I doubt yours either. A kind of cross between Burt Bacharach and Julio Iglesias. He fronts a band called Winter Moods, who had what has been voted in Malta the best ever Maltese song ever. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, his birthday party was up there with the song as well. I had a brilliant time. And yes, I was very generously branded. I managed to remain all inclusive. It was a free bar.
Okay.
And I stayed there for a few hours and had a brilliant time. And then I got a cab back through something I've never heard of, Tony, Taxify, that apparently a rival to Uber, started off in Australia, but they've already reached X amount of countries, including Malta. Very reasonable, Tony. Under €8 to get back from the secret location to my hotel. Whilst there, I also met up with a fabulous bloke called Jack, who I think was either late 60s or early 70s. Looked like Frank Butcher.
Right.
But only from the waist up. So from the waist up, because it wasn't that warm while I was there, but from the waist up, he was always in an open neck shirt, like gold necklaces, thick gold, you know, that thick gold. Gold bracelets, smokes cigars, all right, talks like that, you know, he's all out the old time, absolutely lovely bloke, moved out of West London and go to Swindon, hasn't looked back. But his lower half was shorts, socks and sandals, right? And nice. It's just absolutely brilliant. It was like the mullet, business up front, party behind. It was like upstairs for danger, downstairs for relaxation. That's how he felt. I went to Gozo one day, Tony. I got on the bus to the ferry, and then I got once I got off the ferry, I thought, I'm not paying for taxis and buses and that. I'll just walk to the capital of Gozo, which is Victoria, but is known by the locals as Rabat, which was the original name. Much longer walk than I thought. I did see the creepiest picture of the creepiest baby Jesus I've ever seen. There was a nativity scene in the centre of the town, and I have posted a photograph on Facebook of the baby Jesus, and it was shocking.
Okay.
Shocking. Then I flew back. Flight was a little bit late and took hours to get back again, but I got back last night and now I'm back to normal. Here we go. Happy days.
Excellent.
My year starts here. Planning on going back to Malta in April, actually.
Nice.
Quite possibly to the same hotel.
So all inclusive was fine. Everything was.
The all inclusive was brilliant. I didn't have a room. I had an apartment somehow. I did the whole lot for £250. Happy days. Within the third day of being there, all the staff knew my order at all times.
Okay.
So I did have a half carafe of red wine with every meal.
Nice.
And at night, I was on the rum and Diet Cokes, and I'd walk up. They'd already be pouring it by the time I got there. I loved them. And hello to Nick the Serb, who is a big fella. He's basically, Serbs are big lads, aren't they, Serbs? He's a big lad. Basically, Nick the Serb is a box with a head on.
Right,
yeah. So I was very glad he was on my side. I liked him. I liked them all, actually. I just had a great time.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was, yeah. So should we do a song, then?
Let's do that.
And Hegtollo Malta.
Hello, Morton.
They absolutely deserve their George Cross just for having me there for the week, really. Because that way you make a Maltese Cross and a George Cross. No, it doesn't matter. Right. So here's a band from the Vaults, not a million miles from Malta, in fact, in that they are from Cagliari in southern Sardinia, a band called the Rippers, Tony. Mm-hmm. Great live act that I saw in 2010 while I was in Sardinia. That's another story. This is from an album called Better the Devil You Know that came out in 2012, which is as far back as the music goes on my laptop in terms of what we got here. So,
right.
So we are as from the Vaults as I can go these days. So most of it will be post 2012. Anyway, what is the Rippers Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheRippers.
Facebook.com/TheRippers666, and that's the numeric 666. Makes it Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 3. Here comes the lunatic.
Remember if you got a name.
Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Heck Tolo to Jeff Ugly Shoes.
Heck Tolo.
Now then, do you have a gig for us?
I do.
Well, in that case, it must be time. Sorry, I was miles away. Yeah. In that case, it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Heck Tolo Malta.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs, gigs for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who they're playing with, how much is it to watch them play? Do you consider that band to be able to be supported by a fantastic band like the Apocalypse Babies? Any of these things, let me know. So, I'm not going to start.
They don't know what they've done letting you in their band.
So this Saturday, the 12th of January, it's the Nottingham Splonk Invasion at the Station Hotel in Ashton-under-Lyne. They have the White Skull, Death Snakes of Death, the Scar Pete, the Uplifter, Minotaur, Blank Screen, Paul Carbuncle, Activistas, the Radioactive Rats, and the King of Rome with special gate. Special gaze, special guest, the Strays. I don't know if they're special gaze as well, but that's fine. Whatever they're doing, their own it's their own business.
So that is basically Nottingham on tour, is it?
It's Nottingham Splonk Invasion. I'm not sure what Splonk is, but I'm liking the sound of it.
Well, it sounds like a load of bands from Nottingham are going to Ashton-under-Lyne for the night.
Yeah, didn't we see the Radioactive Rats?
We did.
Right,
weren't they the ones that were Polish?
And they were not what we thought they were going to be.
They were going to be Psychobilly, and they were
metal.
Weren't they the ones that? But what was I shouting?
That was the Tony song, wasn't it?
Tony.
Yeah, it was a bit metal. So it might be a bit metal.
Yeah, but it will be a full on Nottingham punk related onslaught in Ashton-under-Lyne.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds right to me.
And it's free as well. It says at the bottom, free gig, great pub. Station Hotel in Ashton-under-Lyne. If you are in Ashton-under-Lyne, I'm sure you'll know it. Do check it out Saturday night. Saturday from 2 p.m. actually as well.
Well, Saturday all day, yeah. There's a lot of bands.
Go for it.
All right.
Forgotwood.
We'll be seriously forgotwood.
But that's right, it for gig guide.
That's it, yeah. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Pagotwood. Frenzy. Pagotwood. You've been forgotten. Right, Hank Tolo, you've been forgotten. Well, what happened to us a long time ago when we started this alternative language? Right, let's play another song, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how about some Boston glam rock to get us back on the straight and narrow?
Why not?
Via Rumbar Records. Hello to Rumbar. Hello to Lou. Hello to Rumbar. And hello to Watts, that we played one track by them again fairly late last year. This is the second one coming now. I think this is released ahead of the album that's coming out in a few weeks. But I like it very much, Tony. Bear in mind, I couldn't access this page today, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. What is Watts' Bandcamp page?
I'm just going to go for it. Watts.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. watts.bandcamp.com. Tony 4, Paulie Venus at 2, and this is Breaking Glass. Yeah.
she was in a stamp, or would she take a stand? When I saw her last, her dark eyes had grown darker, earlier than childhood. Much too young to fake an appearance, and a stick in her heart, a begging emptiness. Come on. She's been hours in a room with posters of Cobain in a mirror that wouldn't relent. Staring at her image, filtered through a long lace and a big eyes, but with money is spent. She draws lipstick on her face and snaps in little rest. Pictures from a minute ago. She would try to bury all her daily worries, scared as the day she was born. Come on. She couldn't take it. We're starting to break it. It's the sound of a breaking glass. Yeah, she's talking to you. I wonder if you ever knew. It's the sound of a breaking glass.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Watts and Breaking Glass. I don't know what's Breaking Glass. Oh, do you see what I did there? The jokes don't get any better, but the shows go on, don't they? Tony, are you doing anything this week?
So, the band practice, really. So Saturday is our third band practice. So hopefully if that goes glowingly well, then we'll start trying to sort out some gigs. Apart from that, it's just work, really.
Right.
New guy coming in, so lots of stuff. So all changed at work, doing very early starts to very late days, but it's all going to work out. What are you up to?
Well, I am basically catching up with all the bits and bobs that I should have done by now for my next show in Oslo, which is on the 19th of January. But I'll talk about that next week. I did get confused as well and think that once a year in Nottingham they have a thing called Light Night. And I was invited to it thinking it was this Friday, but that's not. That's on Friday the 8th of Feb.
Ah, right, okay.
So, which is between my birthday and yours, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not doing that on Friday, which means that I've got a shift. I'll do my shift, I'll come home and I'll pass out probably. Next Monday, Tony, I'm doing my latest speed awareness course. I do one once every 3 years. This one, fortunately, I can walk to. It's on Mansfield Road, in a hotel on Mansfield Road.
Okay.
So I'll be there from, I think, 12 till 4:30. Basically being told off for driving too fast and being explained while driving too fast is bad, even though I was doing 38 and a 30 on a Sunday afternoon with nothing else on the road. But you know, these things happen.
That's when they get you.
They get me all the time, Tony.
I think when I did one, I think it was like 34, 35 on a 30, yeah. Something. It's always about that.
I am rarely not got in any circumstances.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's it. So I've got no plans. I mean, I have had it large over the last 2 weeks, so I think I'm probably due a weekend off, and then we'll get back into the swing of things next week. So, yeah, that's about it. Should we just talk about Death Party UK for a bit instead?
Let's do that, yeah.
Let's do that, yeah. So, another two songs in a row now. Listen out for a band called Dot Dash that we've never played before, but we're putting that right. First up, though, Death Party UK, who are as prolific as Apocalypse Babies, I'd say, Tony.
They are, yeah, they are, they, yeah, definitely.
R. Trev, the Dark Lord, the lead singer, he has also just got a place to do a PhD at the University in Leeds. And working on the basis that he did a Master's in Goth, I think the PhD will probably be in Goth as well. He's going to be Dr. Goth.
He is going to be Dr. Goth.
That's going to be fantastic. Anyway, what was a side project for them has become the main thing they're doing right now, which is Death Party UK, which is kind of gothabilly, I suppose. But it's got elements of the Cramps and elements of various bands. He's taken all of his influences from over the years and made this fantastic duo with his missus.
Hmm.
And so another duo. So how many have we done now? No, just the two. And this is the latest track that they brought out. And what they do is they bring a load of tracks out and then they bring them out as an album, don't they, normally, free to download album. Anyway, this is the latest one. And it's described as a slight departure from the usual stuff in that Dr. Goth himself, as he is now being called ahead of the actual qualification, claims is a bit more post-punk than usual. I'll let you be the judge of that. Fair listener. Mm-hmm. Not you, Tony.
No,
you
no.
You don't get a choice.
No.
What is Death Party UK's website?
Deathpartyuk.com?
It is. It's Tony 5, probably being Internet 2. Simon Knott, are you listening? This is Voodoo Eyes.
about you, no one says they're here. You started out laughing, it goes on. Jumper, you know it's a sweater. Stop saying cheers, no one says that here. Started out laughing, ended in tears. It goes off and on. It's here, it's gone.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dot Dash and a track called Unfair Weather. They are Washington avant-garde, Tony.
Ooh.
And that is a track off a new album called Proto Retro. What is Dot Dash's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Dot Dash.
Facebook.com/dot-dc, as in Washington, D.C., Tony.
Mm.
Which makes it Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 5. So, look, you've won anyway, mate.
Excellent.
That was, I like that. I like that a lot. There's a big old thing trying to explain what they sound like. Are they punk? Are they indie pop? Are they this? Are they that? Are they post-punk? Are they that? Are they this? Are they that? But they've called themselves avant-garde, so that'll do, won't it?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
That'll be fine. The track called Unfair Weather. Like it. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Right, let's just hear the song.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
It must be growing on everyone by now, Tony.
Surely.
Must be. And before you explain what the Is a Twat is and do the Is a Twat, can I just say that there are two things I could twat this week. One is me, because I've completely forgotten to do my tax return, so I'm a twat, and the other one is the tax office for making me do it. Twat.
The tax office is making me pay tax that I don't owe as well this month, so thanks for that.
Oh, that's even worse.
When they think they know what you're earning over the next year, they've done one of them to me.
Oh,
based on last year's earnings, and this year's nowhere near as much as last year.
Right.
Thanks for that, tax office.
Yeah, I don't think I'll have any of that job.
I've got like a £600 tax bill this month, and it's like, you bastards.
Well, that's harsh.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway.
All right, then. So what you got? Anyway, the new fella should be tax deductible.
Yes, he will be.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the horse isn't. Go figure.
Yeah, well, you need to put that horse to work.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. It might be a good coder. Right. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. Or twat's read with thanks, every twat responded to, or twat's bookended with a nice, shiny new theme tune.
Loving it.
Email me your twat's. Thank you very much. Now, Stivo's been in touch. Stivovitz.
We've heard from Stiv before, haven't we, Stivo?
Yeah, but it's been a while, I think.
It has.
He also left us a Podchase review, which I'll read out next week, possibly with our iTunes reviews.
Well, that's an excellent idea, isn't it?
It is, isn't it, just?
It's like a combination feature.
I know. Thanks for everyone who's left us Podchase reviews. You have been... there's two or three users who've done some outstanding this week. I'll talk about it next week, but it has been noted. Thank you very much. Siv Ovit says, hi Tony, I want to hear the Is a Twat theme every week in 2019, so here is my nomination. The USA's own ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. who had two children in their custody, die in December. The hardline enforcement that has been separating children from their parents, then can't keep track of who the children belong to, now has allowed two deaths because they can't take care of sick children. It's a trap, and in no way condoned by me and the majority of Americans. Stevovitz.
I don't think we can argue with that, can we?
No, it's a serious start, but it's a fair point, of course.
Shocking behaviour.
Yes.
Hey, as you said, all twats considered, Tony.
Yes, exactly.
They don't have to be funny, they can be serious. It's about time this show got serious.
Exactly. So, for separating children, just being a bit, for the deaths as well, of course.
I think you'd say for separating children from their parents and as a result leading to two deaths.
Yeah, that is a better way of putting it. So basically, for the deaths, the separation, the USA's own ICE from America is a twat.
Twat.
Yes.
Right, let's hear it again. Let's hear it.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. Is a.
And thanks very much to Sussex Saints, mate.
Yes. Well, I keep forgetting the name of. Thank you, Booker.
Perhaps we just start thanking SSM.
SSM, yes. He did tell me his nickname. I wish I was more prepared. You know, you think having 2 weeks off, I'd be more prepared, but no.
We're terrible people.
Yeah, it'll be fine. We'll sort it.
Some people who aren't terrible people, Tony, are a band called Weird Omen. And Weird Omen are... Now, where are they from? They've come via Dirty Water Records as well. And we're going to play a track. They brought out a new single that Dirty Water brought out, which is two tracks, and we're playing one of the tracks that you're just about to hear. But I did look... When I looked at the band Weird Omen, I thought, if there's ever a tribute band for them, I hope they call themselves Weird Omen. Nice. Pathetic, I know. What is Weird Omen? Or we might just start calling them Weirdo Men. Because we do that with other bands, don't we? I mean, we did that with the Standells, I don't think. I love the Standells. The Standells, I think, are from... No, are they from Leeds, the Standells? Now I'm confused. I think they might be from York. They're from Leeds, I think.
Not sure.
Anyway, I digress. Weird Omen, Tony.
Mm.
What is Weird Omen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Weirdo Men?
No, made me laugh. Facebook.com/Weirdo Men, the band. I'm doing it now. Weird Omen, the band. Which, it's been a cracking competition this week, Tony. Mm-hmm. Paulie being set 4, Tony 5, Simon Knott, are you listening? This is Girls Are Dancing on the Highway.
Thank you. down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That was Weird Omen, Girls Are Dancing on the Highway, Tony. And I have just checked, their album is due out in early March. So that is well ahead of the album, and you've heard it here first, I imagine. That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. Maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show and anyone else you feel the need to mention.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-U-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. Don't forget, we also, as mentioned on the show, Podchaser. It's an alternative to the iTunes music store. Do check it out, podchase.com, or our particular page on there, podchase.com/punkyradio. Any reviews would be gratefully received.
And there's also TuneIn and Spotify.
We're on Spotify now, of course we are. Yeah, just search Punk Radio in the podcast. We are on there, Spotify, and TuneIn. The Tune app is good. I use it all the time. We used it at Christmas as well. Great app.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm not planning on bumping into any of you this week. I'll be very surprised if I bump into any Punky Radio listeners on my speed awareness course, but you never know. I know you're a bunch of racers. I said racers.
Yeah,
say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up hoog.
But you can't.